Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Time to give out shovels. Ed Norris, who gets yours?
People who rely on AI. Look, people love artificial intelligence. I use it. I mean, but not for serious stuff, and I certainly don't rely on it. But people, they use it. I mean, obviously a lot of fraud going on. People use it for term papers, college applications, resumes. But it's very flawed. I mean, it only aggregates information that's out there. I remember one day we had a discussion. We were talking about John Lynch. This was months ago. Hall of Fame safeties. I can't remember what the time was, but something to do with safeties. Oh, when Honey Badger was retired. We're talking about, you know, safeties in the Hall of Fame. And I said, John Lynch, you know, and I went up with AI. He said he was never. Like, yeah, he was. I look it up. He was in like 5 years ago. Like, that's wrong. So just, I'm playing around here. One of my favorite, because we always kid around NHL names. I got to hockey this morning. So one of my favorite names in the NHL is a Rangers player. So I just happened to say, let me just see, test AI. This is what it said.
Philip Chytil.
That's the phonetic spelling if you look at it. His name is Hedl.
Hedl?
Hedl. That's how it's pronounced. I'm like, how many times does it do this? When you ask for difficult pronunciations, all it does is give you a phonetic, what it looks like in English.
Did you try to get the Italian? How do you say your name?
Come si chiama? It's like, yeah, AI is flawed, folks. Don't rely on it. Seriously, it's very flawed.
Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
Florida man.
I want me some glory hope.
Oh, not that guy. Is that what?
That's Texas man.
Is that Joe? Is that a shovel for you? What did the glory hole thing have to do with it? I don't even know where it came from.
Literally, it just came up. I hit space bar and it popped up.
That's what I tell all of them. It literally just came up. I don't know what happened. Florida man, this is where I wanted to ask you guys a question about getting pulled over by the police. Mm-hmm. The most likely scenario that you get let go, because like. Okay, let's say this guy was speeding and he gets caught. I'm going to give you his reason in a second. Mm-hmm. He was going over 100 miles an hour. Now,
what was the speed limit?
He was on a highway in Florida, so I'm assuming 70, 55, 70, 65, 70. 70?
70, yeah.
Okay.
So 30 miles an hour over.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
he's got to get something.
Outside of being a beautiful woman, which I assume both of you would let go,
barring the attitude
and how significant the violation was.
Yeah.
So is there something that would work with you guys or no?
If a guy had a really beat up car, I wouldn't give him a ticket.
Really? Because you feel like you didn't have money?
Yeah, he's got enough problems. I'm serious. Yeah. I'm totally serious.
Yes. I like that though. What about you?
Elderly women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elderly women in particular.
So the Flagler County Sheriff's Office deputy that showed up, why are you going so fast? He was asking 57-year-old driver Mike Stanek. Stanek! He said, I have an appointment with my barber. Here's the other part of it, and the reason why this shovel's
barber
coming in.
Barber appointments are tough, man.
He had a haircut
like mine?
I'm going to show you his haircut in a second. Stanek is from Welaka. He said he was headed to new Smyrna Beach.
Smyrna?
Is it Smyrna?
Smyrna.
It's an M in there. Right, wait.
S-M-Y-R-N-A.
That's how blind I am. I thought it was an M, the R-N-A. I still think it's an M.
All right.
But, that's more than an hour away from each other.
Yeah.
So you booked a barber shop. You booked a haircut an hour away from wherever you're staying.
A haircut, man.
And then you're going 100 miles an hour over the speed limit. Yeah, I ain't buying that. Does the bathroom thing work if someone's like, hey, man, I just really got to go? Does that work?
It all depends on how fast you, how much you're going over.
I get it. It depends on the day, the mood.
No, it depends on how much over. I mean, I can let you go for 12, 15 miles an hour over. But you're going, man, some...
Like, do I got to show you that I really had to go and push one out just so you let me off of the ticket?
I might do it for fun. And then I would let you go. Like, that's enough punishment for today. You're going to marinate in that all day.
Go wipe yourself off, you creep.
There you go. My shovel goes to LeBron James.
King.
It was dubbed as the decision of all decisions. It turned out to be the cringiest, corniest thing that I've seen. Listen, dude, you... He's starting to look like the guy who's saying, look at me, look at me. Or maybe, what about me, what about me? That's what he's starting to look like. He's starting to draw unnecessary attention to himself. This was the biggest attention-grabbing thing that I've seen in quite some time. You play on something that was done legitimately. You made a decision to leave. And you play on that, get everyone's attention. And then Hennessy ended up releasing it, what? Almost an hour and a half before LeBron said. I think they actually released it like 10:30. So the whole thing was...
We need a press conference to know that you just launched a... You know what? It's a good way to get people pissed off at you. Like, oh, is he going to announce his retirement? I want to hear what he has to say. You're selling Hennessy?
You need the money? Is this what you're
cool.
doing here?
But like, why the... I mean, I guess because you'll get eyes on it, but it does feel like the old bait
I'm
and
sure
twitch.
that was the deal with Hennessy.
Yeah.
We'll pad your, you know, your already unnecessary money if you just, you know, make an announcement.
I mean, that's like the new thing for celebrities to get involved with different types
liquor.
Of alcohol, whether it's gin. What, Ryan Reynolds was gin.
Ryan Reynolds gin. George Clooney with tequila. I mean, there's a...
Sammy Hagar, does he have vodka or does he have tequila? I think he has vodka.
Same Turtle from...
The tequila. Yeah.
Tequila
yeah.
Turtle
yeah.
from Entourage.
Aviation or
Aviation's a gin, yeah.
Aviation was Ryan Reynolds.
That's Ryan Reynolds, yeah. Avion. I mean,
a lot of
so
like,
many.
And,
of
there, and it's, there's more. I mean, you're talking about athletes. You're talking about former musicians, actors, and actresses.
People going to drink, I guess.
Yeah.
Although you hear people in the liquor industry say they're hurting because of
marijuana.
I'm
still pissed off at the FCC. Let us talk about the
Just
pot.
Let me be.
Yeah. They won't let me be.
Well, let me be.
Let me be me.
Anyway, that's your shovels. 410-583-1057. That's the number.
Yeah, men be mean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. College football coming around the corner, Jeremy. More baseball today. 4 games. Ought to be a real good sports day.
I can't wait, man. This is. I just wish the baseball game started earlier. And we start off with what I think's a banger. It's my favorite baseball game of the day. With the wind blowing out in Detroit and two pitchers that we ain't afraid of at all. So, and it's weird too, that just something for people out there, like looking at, we have 4 elimination games today, depending on how they go, somebody could get eliminated. And what happens in those games in the postseason with sports books is that you go look at the strikeout props and where a strikeout prop for, let's say, just say an average guy might be 5.5. These guys are all at 3.5 and 4.5. And the reason being is if they get in any trouble at all, they're yanked. They're gone. It doesn't matter who you are because you can't allow somebody to work through something when elimination's on the line.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Former NCAA basketball champion, now women's basketball coach at Towson, Laura Harper, will join us at 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere for that. But on the other side, do you think the O-way trade for Gilman could actually help fix the defense? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. 7:15 in the AM. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Ravens are in need of a pass rush desperately. Jeremy, for this, some strange reason, I believe this Oway trade is just the Ravens playing chess, not checkers. Meaning this move sets up the next move. Maybe I'm overthinking this. But with $8 million, putting them $8 million under the cap with making this move, I feel like it's chess.
You know what I like about this? Well, first off, the people that are talking about the pass rush, was it good with Elway?
No.
So what's
no.
the matter?
That's how I felt. That's why this trade didn't quite surprise. I saw it. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Elway was gone at the end of the year. They weren't paying him. Yeah. He was going to leave.
Like I said, it made sense to me. But I was surprised they did it.
Yeah, but again,
I think they're going to make some moves. I think they have to.
But you know what I like
this is the chess move.
We could sit here and listen to them tell us all day that they're making corrections behind the scenes or working on stuff, coming up with ideas. We don't get to see that unless we see it on the field.
Mm-hmm.
If they were doing that, we didn't see it on the field. And granted, there's a ton of injuries and they should get a pass. But when you start off 1-4, you're not going to get that pass because the defense wasn't good when
Before
you were healthy.
Injuries, yeah.
So the thing I like is that they're showing you they're trying to do something
now.
By adding some, you know, adding another safety that can play. This isn't just some bench player for the Chargers. So you're getting him. It's an expiring contract. So this isn't a dump where they're going to trade away all their pieces. And I think it allows you to move Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage. So he helps out in the running game where you are struggling mightily. And Ed made a good point. Like maybe he's used more like that monster back you used to see in college. He just all over the place.
Yeah, that's why I think you see near the line of scrimmage primarily run, but he can cover.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think it's another move also by bringing someone in. That $8 million is just sitting there. I think maybe there's a trade out there that once they make the trade, it'll be more under the cap. They got to get further under the cap to get it. But
do you think they give up draft capital? They trade draft picks for a player?
Not anything significant.
Maybe you get a guy with a bad contract that has high upside. I'm trying to think of somebody.
To be honest with you, I don't think so because pick anybody you want in the league. Who would remedy what's going on now? Best player you can think of. I don't care who it is.
All right. I mean, I'd say Dexter Lawrence.
Lawrence, yeah.
Maybe.
Lawrence.
What's he going to do for us? He'll bolster the run.
Hmm?
Okay. A little bit. They'll still go away from it. You have so many problems. I don't see it. I just don't.
But does plugging...
Miles Garrett. You... Great, but...
You feel like plugging one hole just opens up another.
It just... that you don't
or there's
have,
too many holes
there's
even...
There's so many problems. Okay. Yeah, it's like there's so many problems.
See, I'm just wondering if fixing one thing all of a sudden... To me, it's not a matter of fixing everything, but you have to fix something.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel if you can get a pass rusher that helps out the secondary.
Draft pick. They don't give up draft picks.
Yeah.
If you could possibly, and you're not getting Miles Garrett, but you can get Miles Garrett, he'd help. Doesn't fix much.
Would you be willing to give up draft picks even though they don't?
No.
I like their business.
They're not going.
Model,
I mean, you don't think Miles Garrett would be a huge help? But his defense?
No, they'll double him. Teams just double him. You have no pass rush anyway.
Yeah, but
who's going to free up?
If you got nobody draws a double team on his team. I think if you draw a double team, it'll enhance.
Better be used to.
Travis Jones will get him now.
I don't see anything happening here. It's just there's so many problems.
I think if you get an elite premier defender, you'd be all right.
I think
how much does he help the Browns?
I think you guys are talking about two different things because Ed doesn't think bringing one person in fixes the defense. He's not saying that the pass rush wouldn't get better, whereas...
I think it does.
You think it
I think fixing one thing makes the defense a lot better.
It just puts everything else in line.
Yes, that's what I think. I think if you fix one thing, the other things will fall into place. When you have something when nothing's working well, yeah, naturally. But fix one thing.
Can I be cool? So this is awesome because I don't agree or disagree with either one of you. Because I don't know.
It's the worst defense in the NFL. What are we talking about here? It's like,
I think it's one elite player away from
what's Aaron Donald doing? Probably working out on a hill somewhere, making somebody throw up.
Yeah, and then his retirement. We're still working people out that hard. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens right now, 1-4. And I don't feel like most of the fan base has a lot of hope on this thing getting much better.
I don't blame them, honestly.
Just hit my mic.
This is a lot of it. This is one big, I don't know. This is much like the Orioles season where the injury was so devastating. There were so many of them that, okay, that when they come back, they'll be better. They came back and they were better late. And they still were bad. I mean, but you know, when you look at the season in totality, and I feel the same with the Ravens. There's so many serious injuries to premier players that we're hoping, like, when is Ricard coming back? I don't know. When's Lamar coming back?
They said
I don't know.
They said Ricard after the bye week.
They said a lot of things.
I know.
Just going by what they say, though. I mean, there is an answer to it, whether it's true or not.
Well, they already admitted to making mistakes.
But you're the biggest critic of them for that, though, because they say these things, and it never happened. Yeah. So
they made a mistake by not putting some of these guys on the PUP or IR or whatever, because you could have kept some of the... Remember what we were talking about? They had so many good players. They released good players that other teams picked up. And now we're in this position. The one thing I'll say about this weekend, though, if Ronnie Stanley doesn't play, oh, my God. Like, the Rams' pass rush is fantastic. Jared Verse is just on another level. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he lost his damn chain to Jalen Carter. The two Georgia guys bet it. He was so pissed about that. And then they were asking Jalen Carter, he's like, you really took his chain? He's like, hell yeah, I won that thing. On a blocked field goal. You got to be kidding. And I lost that game. Son of a...
But you're right. To your point, if Ronnie Stanley doesn't play, it's going to get ugly.
It could early.
Because Cooper Rush is not that guy to
bring him back.
Or just to be able to avoid a rush.
Yeah, but he went 9-5 one year.
He did.
He did.
I heard. Thanks, Rashawn.
Oh, my gosh. So if they don't have Ronnie Stanley... Lose by double digits again at home?
I mean, I'll just say they lose, whether it's by double digits. Like, maybe, is that a step forward if you don't?
Lose by more than two touchdowns at home on Sunday, it's going to be a lot of problems. And I know they got demolished last week, but I'm telling you, all it's going to take is more a two touchdown beatdown. That's it.
Can I tell you the two greatest receiving years? Cooper Kupp with the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
You had Calvin Johnson
one quarterback
there, with the Lions.
Same quarterback.
And now you have a guy on pace to beat both those guys. That's Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford threw to all three of them.
Yep. Yeah.
For people that talk trash about that dude for all the time he was with, that guy's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yes.
And there's no question about it in my mind.
If he finishes like this without a Super Bowl championship in Detroit, is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Yeah, in my mind, yes.
I think the championship and being in LA helps his cause.
Helps a lot. Yeah, it clearly helps. But like, okay,
he was throwing for a huge number of yards in Detroit because he had a throw all the time.
Let me give you Matt Stafford without the championship and the success with the Rams. Is Phillip Rivers a first ballot Hall of Famer?
No, first ballot.
Yeah.
It all depends on who's up against.
Okay, is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Yes.
So that's why I think Matt Stafford.
I'm not saying he wouldn't have been a Hall of Famer. Yeah. I'm saying the Super Bowl and being in LA helped his cause. That pushes him forward even more. I don't think as many people would notice what he did in his career had he not gone to Los Angeles and won the Super Bowl.
Well, that's where it comes on to all those people. It doesn't matter what those people know. It's the guys in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like I've talked to Garceau about this, where he's voting in the room, but when it's a player from your city, you have to present him. And I've watched him work. He takes that stuff seriously, like breaking down. And I'm like, just stand up and say Ray Lewis. Stand up and say John Ogden. If these guys don't know, then they're idiots. But. Yeah. You know, when he had to present Marshall Yanda and Terrell Suggs.
You got to take that seriously because you actually have someone's legacy in your hands.
Mm-hmm. Look at how they react when they get when that Shrek with those gigantic hands is knocking on their hotel room and goes,
"You made it into the Hall of Fame."
And then they're all like teary-eyed and waiting. They're all waiting to hear it.
That's the ultimate.
It's the final thing of your career. Yeah. The penultimate thing to get there, because everything else, you're done after that.
It's the penultimate thing?
Yes, penultimate. Pencil ultimate.
It's the next best thing in your life?
Well, yeah. If you to winning a Super Bowl. See how I recovered with that?
No, because you would have won the Super Bowl before.
Yeah, that would have been the second best thing. Shut up, Ed.
Should Jonathan Gannon have been fined? We'll talk about that at 7:45. But on the other side, we're going back to the Ravens as the start of the change your mind on which Ravens contract extension should be granted. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. In the offseason, you talk a lot of contractual talks with the football teams in the NFL. Largely like who should get extended, contract extensions, trades, and things of that nature. Now, before the season began, Ed, how would you prioritize the contract extensions for the Baltimore Ravens? Who needs to be extended first?
What are my choices?
Not a list, but who's number one?
I mean, Lamar is a person you have to lock up, but he has a contract. But I assume they're going to restructure his because you need room.
Right. You know, we didn't talk about what old way he's gone right now as a possible contract extension. Has your opinion on who to keep and who not to keep changed because of the start of this year?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, the people you have to keep at all costs, I'd say Lamar Jackson, obviously. Kyle Hamilton, Matabike, likely.
Well, the Matabike thing you got to figure out, right?
Like, now, that was before the season.
Yeah.
That was before the season.
Jeremy, what was your opinion of giving Mark Andrews a contract extension before the season started?
If they did?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it. I want to give likely the contract extension.
So that hadn't changed because of the start of the season, naturally.
No. I mean, the difference is, like, I think having Mark Andrews at this point of career with Isaiah Likely is a luxury. Mm-hmm. We can't afford luxuries. You got to fix some problems and where you're allocating money. Can you really allocate that much money to two tight ends? I don't think so.
No, probably not.
With all the talent that you have in defensive players, because let's be honest, you talk about Lamar, Kyle Hamilton, you look at all these guys that you're keeping around and how much they're going to cost. Yeah, you're going to, like, Marlon Humphrey will eventually come off the books, and if Matabike can't play, he'll come off the books, and then you got to replace him.
You don't want to extend Matabike?
Not Humphrey. I doubt it. If I'm extending him, I think he's eventually moving to safety.
Safety, yeah.
So, that would be my only thing.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's go to Baltimore and get Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Nothing, man. Just wanted to speak on the Ravens, man. I know they made the Oway trade yesterday, and I know I'm sure they probably got a move coming down the pipe, man. But if it isn't Max Crosby, you know what I'm saying, which may be a long shot, if the Giants lose tomorrow, man, I'm calling up the Giants and see if Brian Burns or Kayvon Thibodeau is available. Just wanted to hear you guys' thoughts on that.
I like Thibodeau. I liked him in college.
I just don't. I'd have to look at their contracts and what the asking price is. If, you know, the Giants just gave up what, first round picks to go get Brian Burns from the Carolina Panthers, and when you look at Dexter Lawrence, he's just an absolute difference maker.
Did he say? Did he say Cosby as just a drive by, not really thinking that that's going to happen? Right.
He said Ben Crosby first said nothing's going to happen. Yes, okay. That was his first choice.
Right. Who was his first?
Max Crosby.
Oh, Max Crosby. Sorry, I didn't hear that. But when he's talking about making a move with the Giants are going to ask for a ton of draft picks. That's why I bring up, and we talked about it earlier. I said, would you guys? Do you think they would be? Would you be willing to give up, you know, multiple picks, first mm-hmm. round picks? It's draft capital to go out and get the right player that you think can help you. And to your point, Ed, it's like, I don't think one player fixes your problems. Could it get better? Sure. Is that enough to put you over the top if you get healthy? Who knows? You're already behind the eight ball. But I don't want to mortgage an entire future to make a run at a season when you're 1-4.
Would this hurt? Yeah. It's just, if they weren't this banged up, and they put it this way. If the team was as healthy as it was week one, and they didn't look great, they blew that game, but okay. They still put up a great fight against the Bills. They dominated most of the game. I would do it then, but looking at the team now, they're so battered. There's so many injuries to premier players. I can't imagine they're all coming back healthy. I just don't see it. I have a different view of the landscape right now.
I think some of the nagging injuries, I expect them to perform. The other ones are up in the air. I think, you know, Lamar can get back after the bye. Stanley can get back after the bye. I feel a lot more confident about what's going on with the team moving forward.
So the bye week will be moving into the transition of, okay, are you now firing Zach Orr? Are you bringing someone else in? Are you making moves to add even more depending on what happens this weekend? How healthy will you get after the bye? Because the other thing to factor in is if you're willing to move first-round picks, what happens if, what Ed said, you add another guy and, yeah, sure, you're better in this aspect of the game, but you're still losing games. Do you really want to give up a top-5 pick to go out, you know, especially if you had a season like this when you've been looking for a pass rusher? Yeah, I just think there's a lot of things that go into this, and they're in such a weird purgatory of the NFL of figuring out which way do we want to go. I think they're making the right decision by trying to win. But I don't know that I'm taking that huge step forward and making a huge splash to trade first round.
I think if they can get an elite pass rusher, then it'll help a lot of issues that exist on that defense. Let's go out to Tom in Stevensville. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, buddies?
What's
up? Good morning to you guys. Nothing much. Just wanted to, since me and Jeremy are great friends now, man, I just wanted to ask Jeremy, did you really just say, bro, that you would keep Marlon Humphreys? I mean, have you watched this guy? Marlon Humphreys got
to
go.
Did you listen to what I just said when he asked me? But you didn't. You didn't listen well because he asked me, "Would you extend Marlon Humphrey?" And I said, "No." The no. Did you? No. It means no. I mean, what the hell? What an idiot! Like, look, dude, you can call in and take shots and everything else. The one thing I said to Rob is, if he makes the eventual move to safety, I would look at that. But I guess you're listening to whatever you want to listen to.
Let's go out to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
What the hell is that?
Man, Jeremy's feisty this morning. So to Jeremy's point about the picks, kind of to his point, I don't want him to yell. But right now, the Ravens save draft picks like they save timeouts. And we're in a situation where between this season and next, we have to dump some draft picks to get better players in here. Because in my opinion, we should have 2 Super Bowls under Lamar right now. We have 0. The clock's
If you want to say they should have won, okay, when they got to the AFC Championship game, but, you know, it's hard to say in the season that you don't get to the AFC Championship game that you should have won a Super Bowl. You should have won a playoff game, Super Bowl. Bad starts make people instantly think rebuild. I don't think this is a rebuild team.
No. Yeah.
It's a reload team.
And neither are the Orioles. I mean, they're not rebuild teams. You want to reload, but you're not rebuilding.
The people that talk about rebuilding, I think that's absurd. The talent, you have talent here. You didn't just lose everything you had from last year. You had a bunch of injuries, and your defense doesn't look like it hunts now. You're missing one of your best players up front, which is clearly having an impact, and then you had an injury across the board on your D-line. So It's the tough decisions, and I'm glad you have Eric DaCosta in there to make this of what types of moves you can make, because fans, especially when it comes to the NFL, are expecting these big trades to go down. And with the hard salary cap that they have, it's really difficult to make things work. You have to find the perfect dance partner that has the same type of contracts that you do. The money matches up and all that.
Terps legend Laura Harper joins us at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, Arizona Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon fined $100K by the team. Does the punishment fit the crime? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So in the team meeting, I addressed it. I apologized to Omari, apologized to the team. And I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there. Obviously, like I try to be emotionally stable and calm because my job is to solve problems when during a game and kind of lead the charge on that. So it's not really who I am, who I want to be. And I told the guys that today.
That is Jonathan Gannon, head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Many of you have seen this already, probably all of you. Amari DeMarcado had to fumble at the one-yard line as going to the end zone. It ended up being a turnover. Gannon, very animated on the sidelines. It appeared he struck him once in the chest and really showed him up, called him out in front of some teammates. Ed, first of all, is this punishment justifiable?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They should be finding the player. The player should be fined $100,000 for costing his team a victory. That was nonsense. That wasn't a fumble. That was hubris. That's like, I want to be cool. Look at me. I'm going to celebrate before I even score, you schmuck. I would sit his ass down. I'm genuinely angry about this. We have this so backwards now. The coach is allowed to vent. What do you do? Poke him in the chest? Ooh.
Put his hands on him.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's what, again, like.
It's ridiculous. Come on. These guys play football for them. He poked him.
So if he hits him and he goes and hits him back, then what?
Hits him different. He didn't punch him in the face.
I'm not talking about punching. He puts his hands on him. Let's say he grabs him by the collar and lifts him up. Mm-hmm. You know, like.
What if he punched him in the chest back?
Yeah. Like, I mean, because like my point with this is, I think the Jerry Jones giving someone the finger $100,000, like we've all given someone the finger. I think our kids have too. It's just absurd. $100,000 for that? This, you know it. You know you can't put your hands on players in any sort of facet nowadays. You know that's what's going to happen. And I'm not, Ed, I had coaches grab me by the face mask and drag me all over the place. So I get it.
I had a coach punch me in the stomach.
But you deserved it.
Yeah. He thought I was transferring to another high school. This is ridiculous. I swear to God. I swear to you. He grabbed me. I don't care how good you are. Bang. The old bastard hit me. Like, he was like my age then. Like,
whatsoever.
Did we not know Gannon was going to get this pushback?
Oh, of course
he knew it was coming.
Yeah, he knew it was coming.
And I think the media generated this more so than because it became a big topic on ESPN and FS1. I think the media really gave this some life.
So I think so too. But again, like I'm not disagreeing with Ed. I think it's somewhat ridiculous, but this day and age, I think the thing that Gannon should have been fined for is not calling the damn timeout when he didn't like the play that was called in on 3rd and 8 that's going to decide the game.
Well, I just think we've created a really dangerous time in this country where everything, you can't do anything now. And I'm not kidding about this. This isn't like a teacher shouldn't put hands on a child. That's different.
Professional football, you think it should be inbounds?
Come on. It wasn't a punch. He didn't smack him in the face. He got in his face. He put him in the chest. Come on.
Was the F word you were going for a full-grown man, or was it
that
something else?
That was okay. I almost did it. You noticed that, huh?
Yeah.
No, I'm really angry about this. It's like we are creating a generation of just pansies. Like,
I don't disagree.
And what happens, you know what it is? You can say whatever you want. You can be as toxic, as insulting, and inflammatory as you want. You know what used to happen for that? Get your teeth knocked out.
Yeah.
And you behave better. Now people don't know how to behave.
Rob, why is he being aggressive towards me? I didn't disagree with him.
You're sitting next to me.
You're closer to him than I am.
Son of a bitch, man. Like, you put your hands on me and you're going to get a fine.
Do you think this is something that was kind of driven also by the NFLPA? If this thing goes sideways in Arizona, you think maybe Gannon cost himself his job?
I'd have fired him when he didn't call that damn timeout.
Yeah. Someone at the station once went complained about me because I did put my hands on him, grabbed him by the hoodie. He said, he put his hands on me. He said, really? He said, if he did, you'd probably be in shock trauma. So, and it went nowhere.
Yeah.
Someone actually did complain about me.
It wasn't me. I do wear hoodies.
It was not.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. $100,000 fine for Gannon. $100,000 fine, as you heard Jeremy talk about earlier, for Jerry Jones as well. The NFL handing out the fines. They're not only players. I think Gannon's in trouble. This team better rally around him. If not, he is in serious, serious trouble, because in order for NFLPA to get involved, somebody complained about it. Somebody who's in the union.
Definitely.
Yeah. 100%. It. And it's a player from that who's in that locker room.
And so I bet you it wasn't D. Mercado.
I know. So Gannon, needs to get this locker room back in the side at 2-3 right now, because he can lose this quickly.
Yep. I just, again, going back to it, we've seen too much of this. And I was asking somebody else, and they were saying it's a swag thing to drop the ball as soon as you.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
And I'm like, really?
That's what makes it so egregious.
You know what's better than that? Winning. Scoring the touchdown.
You know what the best way to do it is? Look like it's no big deal for you. You cross the goal line, you hand the ball to the ref and walk away. Barry Sanders did it all the time. He never did anything.
Well, I don't even care. Like, go celebrate after you get into the end zone. Do whatever you want. You can sit there, do the Charleston. I don't care what you want to do. Get together and do a line dance with all your damn teammates. But cross the end zone first.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so silly.
Get into the end zone. That's all I ask. It's kind of important to your job. Let's go out to Kai in Reisterstown, who wants to talk Ravens. What's up, Kai?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Who got it better than us?
Nobody.
Everybody.
Everybody.
No, but listen, look. I took Houston last week. I'm taking the Ravens over the Rams for these reasons, fellas. I know it sounds like a long shot. This is a gut check type of game for the Ravens, for the players, for the coaches. I think the Ravens coach is going to go all out as far as their play calling, open up the playbook. And we at home, and they got embarrassed on national TV as professionals. So I think I agree with you, Rob. That move, I think, is something else behind that's coming. But, and Jeremy, you made a great point. Kyle Hammond can play if you bring a safety up. He can play his I ain't going to say his natural position, because I think he playing his natural position right now, but he could come up where he was effective at last year. Now, as far as his coaching, it's a guy out there right now, and I text Rob the other day. Look, why not bring in to calm the storm? You got Chuck Pagano.
Don't you say it.
You don't say it. Leslie Frazier, man.
Oh, my God.
It's a defensive guy. Go ahead, hang up if you want, but listen.
I don't, good. Okay, you're
I like this.
Did you just,
Rob. You said go ahead and hang up if you want.
He's got to be related.
Did he not say?
He did.
Okay. Gave me permission.
I just want to see Leslie Frazier's accolades that this guy loves him. So I've never seen somebody love so much mediocrity in my life. Like, Leslie,
did you hear the cry for Jorge Mateo in Baltimore?
Maybe that one's better. But, like, no, I think Leslie Frazier's a good defensive coach, but he has literally brought him up for 7 years. Like, Leslie Frazier's going to die one day, and he's still going to be talking about him coming in to be the D coordinator.
Are you mad? That's his agent.
Cousin Leslie.
World is stupid at 8:15, but on the other side, the Lady Terps are about to celebrate the 20-year anniversary of the national championship. Going to be a big celebration, public celebration. Laura Harper joins us, Terps legend, up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.